Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio
and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, good early evening, Tucson foodies, as Matt Russell would say, fellow foodies. However, it's not Matt Russell today. It's Adam Lehrman filling in for Matt Russell on the Menu Live, and we have an exciting show lined up for you today. Today, obviously, it's me hosting, and we have one of my favorite foodies in here today. He's one of the most knowledgeable people in town that I know, and he also happens to be a Tucson foodie writer and photographer, Jackie Tran. We've got Alan Conger. He's going to be calling in a little later, talking about an event he's got going on at 1912 Brewing. And we also have in the house our feature presenter today, Jason Blackburn, the general manager from Tavolino Ristorante Italiano. Not Italiano, just Ristorante Italian.
Italiano.
Either way, it's an Italian restaurant called Tavolino.
It would be restaurant Italian.
And it's and if you have not been to that joint, it is delicious. So anyhow, first thing I want to do here is introduce my co-host, Jackie Tran. Jackie, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So Jackie, tell me a little bit. So Jackie is our newest writer here at Tucson. He's actually been writing for a little while, but he was freelance for a long time, and now he's actually working at Tucson Foodie. How's that been for you?
Oh, it's been great. Lots and lots of fun, eating lots and lots of food.
Have you put on any weight?
I have not checked the scale, and I'm scared to.
Okay, so tell me, so now that I'm guessing you've been eating and drinking a lot more since, and I know you always ate and drank a lot because you've been into food, but I'm sure you are eating and drinking a lot more now that it's your job.
Oh, yes. I used to spend a lot more time at home trying to cook healthy things, but now that I have the luxury of wine dinners every week or so, then it's becoming a little bit tougher to maintain that.
What have you had lately that you're really digging?
Let's see. Now that it's summer, a lot of the businesses around town are hosting unique lunch specials. So when I was at El Charo, I had their barbecue pork belly with green chili macaroni and cheese, and that is killer.
Was that, you mean Charo Steak?
El Charo Steak, yeah, pardon me. Yeah. Yes, El Charo Steak.
Yeah, and Charo Steak, they have some cool stuff going on right now. Charo Steak, and that's your old stomping grounds, right, Jason?
Ray and them, they did a real nice job down there.
They did a nice job, and this summer they're doing lunch specials, the Broadway combos is what they're called. They got a number of them, and one of them is that dish that Jackie just, what was it called again? Barbecue pork belly?
Yes, with the mac and cheese. Oh, my God. Green chili in it.
That dish is ridiculously good. I mean, it doesn't sound like something you get in a steakhouse, and it's not a traditional steakhouse, but that is a good dish.
Carlota's mac and cheese. We grew up on that. It's legendary.
Good stuff.
I'm glad it's in a restaurant now.
And normally I wouldn't introduce our third guest until later on in the segment, but I'm going to introduce him now. Jason Blackburn from Mr. Tavolino. He's the GM over there, who obviously, as we just kind of learned, used to work with the Charo peeps as well. Jason, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Excellent. Good to have you here.
Good to see you. I managed to get here through the rain.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if people knew how to drive here in the rain, then it'd be raining all the time. So we'll just take what we can get, you know.
Yeah, they. I don't want to say anything too bad about Tucson drivers, but, I'll just leave it at that. Jackie, you dug the Broadway, you dug the barbecue pork belly and Mac over at Charo Steak. What else food and drink-wise have you been into lately? Anything crazy that we don't know about or that most people wouldn't know about?
Let's see, anything new in particular? I've been to a few pre-openings, so there is, as simple as it sounds, there is Sauce opening up over on Grant and Wilmot, but they have that ownership change, so it wasn't Sam Fox anymore. It's a different...
No, it's the owners of the guy who opened Raw, Kilpatrick. Scott Kilpatrick, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they happen to be opening up to one of our favorite breakfast joints, Prep and Pastries, second location, and they are opening up July 5th, so that's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. And you got the chance to see inside that new Prep and Pastry, right?
Oh, yes. I took a look around. They don't have the sunlights anymore. It doesn't have the same kind of wooden charm, but then there's a lot of big windows north facing, so there's still kind of that bright and blue crepe and pastry feel in there. The menu's going to be identical too.
And once again, I know I said this in the beginning, but I am Adam Lehrman from Tucson Foodie, as is Jackie from Tucson Foodie. And if you have not heard of Tucson Foodie, you can check us out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Tumblr. We are everywhere. The website is where, you know, the bulk of the magic happens. And the reason I'm bringing it up right now is because a lot of the things we're talking about, you can actually go to the site and read articles about it. For example, we did an article on the opening of Prep and Pastry coming up July 5th, and there's a little bit more details in there where it is. Well, that's pretty much all you need to know other than that they open July 5th, but there's a lot of good information and roundups and places to eat on TucsonFoodie.com. So anyway, back to you, Jackie. You thought it was pretty cool in there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, unique space. A unique addition they had to the menu was their pizza cookie. So think kind of like a Pizookie, except with gelato instead. Quality stuff. Another summer menu addition that I really loved was Obon. It wasn't a lunch special, but they're a spicy fried chicken bun.
Yeah, that's something we're helping them promote a little bit this summer. And I have not got a chance to get in there and try it, I hate to say, but you've had it?
Oh, yes. It was after 10 p.m., so my perception might have been a little bit skewed, but it was fantastic. That crispy, savory, spicy, just all the right spots on that fluffy steam bun, just tied it all together, and the contrast of the cucumber, too.
Nice. They got a good culinary team in there. I mean, they were already pretty solid with Paolo Im. But I think Daniel Thomas, who came over from 47 Scott, actually created that spicy fried chicken bun.
Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't. I've had his kimchi tacos. That's part of their happy hour menu. That's also great. But
at 47 Scott?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and he's no longer over there. Okay, so you mentioned we like the prep and pastry. What else have you tried lately? I know you're a big Pueblo Vida fan.
Oh, yes, I drink there usually about twice a week, and I didn't go there in the past week, and one of the bartenders commented on my Instagram to ask where I was, so.
Nice. For those who might not know this, Pueblo Vida is probably one of the, I wouldn't say the newest, but one of the newer breweries that are located downtown, and man, they do a great job. I'm really a big fan of not only the product, but the people that run it, Lynette and Kyle.
Yes, aside from just outstanding beer, the breakfast out is my beer of choice there, but they run a lot of events all the time, so where it be, they just had like a shandy kind of event, so where they're mixing the Jarritos Mexican sodas with the beers, toying around with that. They teamed up with Five Points recently for a pop-up dinner, and that was tasty too.
At Five Points?
No, it was at Pueblo Vida.
Oh, they brought all the plates over there?
Yes, they expanded at Pueblo Vida, and there was kind of this private back room.
That's right. So we're going to be going into a commercial break right about now. I wanted to give a quick shout-out. You are listening to On the Menu Live. I'm Adam Lehrman, the Tucson Foodie. And I'm going to just real quick, let's give a shout-out to some of our sponsors, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Commoner & Company, Gourmet Air, Jerry's Cigars and Tino's Pizza. And we have some more sponsors we'll tell you all about at our next commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I have some fun new ways for you to get happy this summer at one of the hot spots on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene, Commoner & Co. Enjoy special happy hour prices on delectable dishes, craft brews, premium wines, and signature cocktails every Monday through Saturday from the moment they open their doors until 6 p.m. And every Monday, from open to close, each bottle of wine on the Commoner & Co. menu will be half off the regular price. Half off! Is there a better way to get your week started? Keep cool and get your happy on this summer at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Phillips Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Hey, hey again. Adam Lehrman with Tucson Foodie filling in for Matt Russell on the Menu Live that you're listening to on 104.1. The Voice, correct? KQTH. Sorry, I don't know that. Matt Wood, I don't. But it is. I did know it was 104.1. So anyway, Adam Lehrman here with Tucson Foodie, and we're here with Jackie Tran and Jason Blackburn from Tavolino Italian, Ristorante Italian. Jackie, we were talking a little bit about what we're digging these days and where people should go eat. So anything you want to wrap up with before we talk about some of my stuff?
Let's see. I'll give double shout-outs to Obon because their Tarashi Sushi Bowl is actually like ahi poke kind of bowl, and that's something actually hard to find in Tucson. It's so refreshing in this weather.
Very cool. I did not know about that one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Charo earlier, and we did hear that unfortunately they had to close up the cervezas on Speedway. The main big one, though, over on Elkhorn, still rolling pretty strong. So anyhow, do you want to hear a little bit about what did you want to say something?
Oh no, please tell
okay.
me.
Do you want to hear a little bit about what I've been into lately?
Yes, of course.
Golden Corral and Sweet Tomatoes. I'm just kidding.
No. Yeah, hey, let's get Brandon to bring us down some of those fried chicken buns if he's listening.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would eat some of those and an avocado boba.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I still can't get enough of Thai Market. I mean, those guys can do no wrong in my mind. I mean, their bread is some of the best bread you can get in town. It's that Italian meets French, rich, good bread. I mean, you could live off that bread and butter for a week, at least weeks.
And they usually have my favorite vegetarian option too, whether it be like a spring vegetable slice of pizza or just kale spring rolls.
Yeah, yeah. And have you had the kale salad?
Not yet, no.
A great kale salad. Speaking of kale salads, I just read the latest National Restaurant Association trends, and that one is fading into obscurity, which is a bummer because I like kale salads. Are you a kale salad fan?
Oh, I like kale, but I hope that means bacon's coming back in.
Bacon never left, man. Bacon never left. Speaking of kale, a place I really dig is Cup It Up American Grill. In fact, I think Matt had those guys on here. Manish from Heirloom Farmers Markets and Maya T hosted, filled in for Matt about a month ago maybe, and he had them on. But anyhow, I just dig that concept. I mean, it's good food. It's inexpensive. It's fast. It's healthy. I know you've eaten it. What are your thoughts of it?
Oh, yes. I had a quinoa bowl. It's actually one of the few places where you can kind of get a good quinoa bowl on the go. A lot of the vegetables there, of course, they're very fresh or they're grilled, so you can kind of have more of that savory quality to it. And all the meats there, they have cups of mac and cheese, too. I love it.
I've not had the mac and cheese, but I love that you can pick your own thing. It's like, I'm a big fan of Choice Greens, too. And they're kind of like a Choice Greens, but more of like a hot food option of it. And, you know, you can go in there and get brown rice, quinoa, grilled kale as your base, and then you can add in some protein like blackened chicken and avocado. I mean, that's kind of what I want to eat most of the time. Obviously I eat a lot of random stuff all over the town, rich wine dinners, and so when I have nothing on the agenda, I usually want something pretty light. I don't know about you, Jackie, but I've been doing this for a long time.
Oh, yes, I'm still at that age. I have the vitality to eat pork belly every day.
I do love some pork belly. Speaking of prep and pastry, man, those guys, I mean, prep and pork belly and duck confit make some appearances on that menu.
Oh, yes. I want to take a nap just thinking about it.
Speaking of good rich breakfasts, I'm a big fan of Baja Cafe that opened across the street from, not across the street, but pretty close across the street from their Campbell location.
Oh, yes, they are very creative, and they're really not afraid to experiment with food.
Speaking of breakfast, you're working on an article, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Tell me a little bit about that article you have in the works.
Oh, yes. We're looking at all the places around town where you can get breakfasts for under $5. So there's going to be a lot of early bird specials on there, but there's a lot of other hidden gems, so stay tuned for that.
How many do you think you're going to have on there?
I want to say it was like 15 or 17.
15 or 17 places where you can get breakfast for under $5. It's typically, you know, early bird specials happen only weekdays and obviously usually before what hour?
7, 8, or 9, depending on the spot. Usually 8 or 9, I think.
They end at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there's some good ones in there, huh? And Baja Cafe has one?
Yes, they have a, I believe it was a $3.79 special.
$3.79?
Yes.
That's awesome, man. Okay, that's cool. Another thing that I like is right now, Contigo, which some of you probably know this, some of you might not. Contigo used to be in that Zinberger Shopping Center, actually a little closer to Sullivan's, but they closed down last year and kind of quietly, not for any reason of like lack of business, but they closed down and they reopened in the former J Bar, which was actually Poppy Kitchen over at La Paloma, and they right now are doing a paella date night on Tuesday nights, $35 for paella for two. And it includes a bottle of wine or a carafe of sangria, and it's $35. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. I think it's also a taco Tuesday as well. I mean, if you serve tacos and you're not doing Taco Tuesday, then I mean, you know, you got Taco Tuesday is the thing, right?
Oh yes, that paella deal is probably the best date deal in town. I can't really think of anything else that matches that level of hipness and tastiness.
No, and you know, I mean, paella, and plus, and you don't have to wait a long time. You know, typically paella. Yeah, I think they want an hour. Even, I mean, you went and shot it. Didn't you go and take a picture of that dish? And she actually texted or emailed me, you know, 2 hours before that. She's like, is he coming to shoot the paella? Because if he is, let me know, because I got to cook it. I got to start cooking it now. Anyhow, cool event coming up in July. Hermanos. You're familiar with Hermanos.
Oh, yeah.
Jason, have you been to Hermanos?
No.
Hermanos is a really cool joint. It's Hermanos, kind of like brothers in Spanish, but without the H. Because two brothers, Eric and Mark Ehrman, opened it up, and it was originally just supposed to be mostly a beer and wine bar, but they've expanded into food, and they've got a great menu and great food. I mean, that they have a club sandwich that the bacon they use on that is just ridiculously good. Anyhow, they're doing, if you didn't already know this, if you're into wine, the Arizona Vigneron's Alliance is a new organization, and they're trying to make Arizona wine into something a little more official. They're not trying, they are. And they're doing an official dinner on July 11th. We have the article on the site. I think it's Callaghan Vineyards and, you know, you'd have to look it up on Tucson Foodie. Anyhow, we're going to take another quick little break here, like I said, and come back and we'll chat with Alan Conger from 1912 Brewing. Again, Adam Lehrman with On the Menu Live. For Matt Russell with Jackie Tran and Jason Blackburn from Tavolino Ristorante Italian. Thank you.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show. So it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Oh, Tucson Foodies. Okay, we are back again. If you're just tuning in, I'm Adam Lehrman with Tucson Foodie, filling in for Matt Russell, who's your main guy here. So we're waiting on a call from Alan Conger from 1912 Brewing. When he calls in, we'll shift gears a little bit. But for now, we're just going to take it over to Jason Blackburn. He's the general manager of Tavolino Ristorante Italiano. And Tavolino is one of my favorite Italian restaurants. They do, I mean, God, they get it right. I mean, they have such cool stuff going on. They got Massimo, who's the owner and chef of the restaurant. His brother has a winery. They serve some amazing wine coming straight out of Italy. But we're going to go over here to Jason and talk to him a little bit about what's going on over there. And, well, I'll just let him go for it.
Well, how you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Thanks for braving the storm.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, but just a little bit of a delay. Yeah, we've got a lot of things going on this summer. Anything specific you want to know about? Or?
Well, you mentioned you have an upcoming wine dinner, correct?
Well, we do. We have I love that my bullet point list was on my phone, just died, so you have to take this off the top of my head here. But, yeah, we do have a wine dinner coming up this next Thursday, the 30th. John Herrera, my sommelier, put together a nice wine dinner. We've been doing these for, you know, every single month here for a while. We will be doing them every single month moving forward. He's gotten some allocated, really, really high-end allocated wines that collectors would be, you know, bringing in that we've managed to grab. And then we're doing wine dinners with those folks to make sure that, you know, we get some of that quality wine out there with some great menus. And we're kind of doing it backwards. With regards to the wine dinners, we're building a menu around the wine as opposed to building, you know, picking wine for food.
That's great.
It's a really neat process. We've had great feedback. We've been selling out, you know, immediately. We're capping them at 30 to 35 people per dinner, but 30 is our number.
And is this one sold out?
It's getting close. Yeah, we just put it out last week. It's I believe it's Contrato Vineyards. And John's got, you know, some really high-end wines, a couple 2010s that we're going to be pouring out, which are, you know, close to $300 a bottle.
Wow.
And some other, you know, really nice items that are going with there. I had the menu here. You know, we're chef's doing some really nice things to complement each wine.
Can you remember any of the standouts?
You know, I can't.
How much is it per person?
Per person, it's going to be $90.
Okay, so, and they're high-end wines.
Yeah, no, they're really, really high-end wines, you know, from start to finish. And then we've got, you know, he's doing some mahi tuna
nice.
On there to, you know, pair with some of the lighter wines, the white wines. And then we've got some duck that he's doing and some really unique items.
How's he doing the duck, do you remember?
I don't. Which
tell
is
me,
unfortunate. I'm
tell
sorry.
Me,
it's right in front of me. But.
No, well, either way, we'll have that information soon enough. Tell me a little bit about what some of your... there's two things I want to talk about right now. One, that carpaccio is so good.
It is.
You guys serve.
Their carpaccio is phenomenal. We hand trim...
1855 beef.
1855 beef, yeah. I believe I talked to Matt about that last time we were on. Yeah, we get the 1855 beef, which has a nice story about it behind it, which I will spare you. But it's really high-quality beef that we get for that. And then it's basically filet mignon that we trim and cut and then, you know, thinly slice it and put on the plate. You know, simple, classic Italian's our motto, and that's pretty
simple. Like it's spreadable.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's, you know, real thin, nicely done, little olive oil, little salt, pepper, arugula, truffle oil, shaved parm.
Is that a popular dish?
It is. The carpaccio is extremely popular. We do have a number of, it's funny you're actually talking about meat right now. We're not known for that per se, but we will be. Just put a filet mignon on the menu, really nice hand-cut filet that we're doing, wrapped in prosciutto.
Mm.
Comes with some speck, asparagus, grilled asparagus wrapped in speck. And then some grilled polenta on the side. It's a really nice combination of flavors. And then I also have a hand-cut steak, New York strip steak that we're doing with cannellini beans and spinach, real traditional, and then also a tagliata, which is a New York strip itself, but it's cut with a few organic beefsteak tomatoes, and then just a nice little arugula salad on the side.
Oh, that sounds great.
Real light, yeah, a touch of dressing and olive oil. It's very nice.
You know, cannellini beans are so unused. I'm such a fan. One of my favorite dishes I ever had in my life was at Delfina in San Francisco, and it was just a bed of cannellini beans with, like, a whole fresh sardine on it. And, like, you rarely see people using cannellini beans.
Yeah, that actually sounds good. Got a little salt, little beans. Yeah, that's great. And we've got a number of items coming up besides the wine dinners. We're going to be doing, you were talking about Taco Tuesdays. If you just, chop off a C there, we'll call it Tavo Tuesdays or whatever. But, you don't need to go out on Tuesdays for tacos only. We're going to be doing Tavolino Tuesdays coming up here for summer. And we already have half off bottle. Well, we have the best happy hour in town that's probably under the radar, which a lot of our regulars from town are probably happy about.
Oh, we have an article on your happy hour too. So
no, I know, I know. Just the specials there are phenomenal. But to my point, we're doing half off bottles of wine on the weekends between 11 and 3 Saturdays and Sundays all the time. And then what I'm gonna do on Tuesdays, we're gonna be calling it Tavolino Tuesdays. We'll do the half off bottles on select bottles on Tuesdays. With purchase of an entree, be a nice little, little night out for whoever. And we're talking, all the way up to Barolos, all the way down to, our basic house wines. So, it's some really good quality wines on the weekends and, on Tuesdays. So we'll be doing that. And then,
that's what Tavo Tuesdays is?
Well, I was just kind of
making that up. Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of joking about it. But you change a letter to a V and there you go. It's Tavo Tuesdays.
What are some of your most popular bestsellers for Tavolino food wise? We got to take a quick break. Again, Adam Lehrman on the menu live. And stay tuned. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The heat is on in southern Arizona, and I ask you, is your grill ready for a busy barbecue season? Mine wasn't until I called Tucson Grill Cleaning, your go-to company for all things barbecue. Not only do they clean even the grossest of grills with an exclusive purification treatment that will breathe new life into your beloved barbecue, they also do grill installations and repairs, sell unique grill accessories, and give great advice. Don't you deserve a well-functioning appliance free of the nastiness that no grill should be subject to? Call the award-winning Tucson Grill Cleaning today for a clean grill of health at 245-7967. That's 245-7967. Or simply book your appointment online at TucsonGrillCleaning.com.
Hello. Hey, Adam Lehrman here with Tucson Foodie, spilling in for Matt Russell on the menu live. We are back here with waiting on a call from Alan Conger from 1912 Brewing. He wanted to promote an event he's got going on, and if I had the date here, I would tell you all about it. And do I have it? No, but I tell you, if you go onto the 1912 website and or Facebook page, I'm sure you can find out about this anniversary party they have going on. I think it's next weekend. So if you're into local craft beer, and even more specifically, 1912 Brewing, they're having an anniversary party, which I believe is next weekend. And hopefully Alan will call in and tell you a little bit more about it. If he doesn't, at least you have the info there. So Jason, back to Jason, who's got he's just getting started. He's got all kinds of good stuff. If you guys didn't – if all you listeners didn't know this so Tavolino was opened by a guy named Massimo. What's Massimo's last name?
Tanino.
God, 10 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. Over 10 years now, but yeah.
And Massimo, you know, he's they obviously moved at one point to their current location at Campbell and Skyline. But Massimo spends a lot of time in San Diego with a restaurant he opened up called Isola, which is mostly a pizza joint, and they've won best pizza in San Diego. He's opening a second joint, and so I will let Jason take it from there.
Well, yeah, we are opening a second joint. I just bit off your word there.
Yeah.
We're opening up a second location in La Jolla coming up here next Wednesday. And you know, like you were saying, you know, it's a beautiful spot. Those footprints are a little bit smaller, similar to the original Tavolino, you know, in size and scope.
If anybody has been in the original Tavolino, I mean, it was a small kind of, I don't want to say hole in the wall, but it was like this little hidden gem of a small, in a shopping center.
I know Norco in the, you know, Safeway, shopping center right there, actually, unfortunately, where Gabby Giffords, for a frame of reference, got shot there. But, I was actually over there at the beginning. You probably don't know that.
You were over there, huh?
Yeah, for just right at the beginning with Massimo, we had a really nice team of people. It was a really fun time. That's how we became friends and how I met him.
Is that a pita jungle now?
No, Pita Jungle took over. Well, Pita Jungle's right next door. They took over the De Luca, which was the deli. And where the pizza oven was,
gotcha.
And it was like a little secondary spot. Originally, we just had the 15 table spot on the left.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, to your point, we won you know, best pizza in San Diego, pretty big contest out there. We served the same pizza here, incidentally, at Tavolino.
I don't think people really get that. You know, so in San Diego, the same pizza they're serving out here is an award-winning pizza in San Diego. So if you want some California award-winning pizza, Tavolino is serving it up.
And Isola is in Little Italy, right?
So it is in Little Italy on India. Yeah, so that was a tough one to win for sure. And it was all of San Diego County, not just you know, certain parts of San Diego. So it was a big deal. And you know, Isola, like I said, the second one's opened up in La Jolla, and you know, we're experimenting right now. We were just talking about it off air, but we're putting together a gluten-free pizza dough recipe. It's taken a little bit, but chef and Massimo and everybody, you know, we're working on that to make sure that we get a consistent quality dough that's going to be gluten-free because, you know, it's a big deal right now out there, and we want to make sure we do that. Also have a bread option that's gluten-free.
When do you think that might be ready?
It'll be ready here coming up soon, over the summer, probably the next couple weeks.
Cool.
Just got to make sure that we get it right. I'm not going to serve anything that's not up to Tavolino standards.
Sure.
But, yeah, moving forward, you know, and just brought in some, you know, GMO free tomatoes and pastas, and we do always have gluten free pasta as an option. And Italian food, you know, people think of pasta and everything, so that it's not inherently gluten free, but we do have a number of items that that are and can be arranged gluten free, from the salmon to the steaks, et cetera. So a lot of the people that know that we're really you know, gluten free friendly restaurant. So we do a nice job with that.
I'm a huge fan of Tavolino, and a couple of my favorite dishes there. One, that the pasta dish is like a pesto pasta, but it's like this, like, just light, thin.
Pappardelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, pappardelle actually means ribbon in Italian, and our friend over there actually knew that Tavolino means little table, which is very, you know, apropos for the original restaurant. We needed a lot of little tables in there to make.
Yeah.
To make it, but yeah, the pappardelle, the tagliatelle, the lasagna. Tagliatelle is very similar to fettuccine, just a little bit wider. That's house made. All of our desserts are house made. Gelato's house made. The lasagna, the sheets of lasagna, you know, all that's house made. The bolognese, slow cooked for 8 hours. You've had that a number of times. It's the same bolognese that we use in the tagliatelle, as well as you know, in the lasagna. And then in addition to that, the bolognese, you know, is made with three kinds of beef. So it's the filet, the New York strip, and ground beef.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a really, really high quality, you know, bolognese. We're not skimping, on that at all. And, yeah, it's, you know, we're doing a lot of good things, especially with these, with the wine dinners and some other things we're doing, really, you know, trying to locally source some of the ingredients. And, you know, I've been really, really focused on, you know, because I like to eat there, and I like to make, you know, like you were talking about a little bit ago, I like to make sure I know what's going in my body. And so, you know, the proteins and some of the other things, you know, we're really cognizant of the fact that we're using quality ingredients at all times.
And you guys do a really killer job with the Osso Buco, don't you?
I was going to bring that. I just didn't want to ramble.
You said no meat, and I was like, hey.
Well, I didn't want to ramble on. Yeah, we actually do a little bit of a different Osso Buco with a lamb hind shank, which is really nice. And, you know, they're lightly dusted, then seared, and then, you know, those are cooked for 7-8 hours. And we do it over a mushroom risotto, which is, yeah, it's a really, really good dish.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about John Herrera. Maybe not so much about him, but, like, he's a pretty amazing mixologist and somm, right?
Yeah, John's great. Yeah, I put John up against anybody in town with regards to wine knowledge, and, you know, we've got some new cocktails on the summer cocktails on the menu that he just put out that are really nice, that are on my phone that died.
Nice.
But we have, you know, he's doing one with gin, elderflower, and Prosecco, a real light drink and a little bit of lemon. It's really good. It's called the Darby. And then we have the Adult Swim, which is watermelon, and then whole watermelon cubes, a little bit of bourbon.
Wow. Watermelon cubes?
Yeah. They're basically watermelons cut into cubes, you know, and it's on the side there. It's dropped in there, yeah. Not actually ice cubes.
I can vouch for him being one of the best in town. Somebody, I'm not going to name any names, who's pretty respected in this town, told me there's two people that he thinks has the most wine knowledge in town. One of them was John Herrera. The other one was Noel Patterson.
Oh yeah. Well, Noel I've known since I was 5, and then John is great. His knowledge is really well, especially for his age. And you know, we get a lot of people that know their wine, that have traveled the regions, and you know, and they know Italian wine, they know other regions and everything else, and he, you know, makes people happy on a consistent basis. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the wine dinners that we're doing, which is a unique thing, we're not just, because like you mentioned Pietro Rinaldi, which is Massimo's brother's vineyard, and it's in Piemonte. We're doing wine dinners from all over the country, and then we're going to start going into a different wine region. So it's not just going to be Italian. We'll be doing, you know, France, and you know, other regions around Europe, and you know, Napa and stuff like that. And so and that's part of the deal with him being able to acquire you know, the small allocations of wine, and then we get enough to you know, sell retail, because a lot of people don't know we can get anything retail, and we have a retail license. So we often, you know, undercut BevMo and everything else if you want to come in. So if you need retail wine, Campbell and Skyline,
good to know. So we at Tucson Foodie, all listeners, by the way, if you're happy hour people, we have quite a bit of coverage on happy hour on Tucson Foodie. We have, you can search the site for, I can't even remember the title of it, but Happy Hour Guide, and it's a roundup of just great happy hours around town. But a couple months ago, we launched Happy Hour Pick of the Week, and we've been featuring different places. The last one we featured was, I can't tell you about the next one. You'll have to wait till Tuesday, but the one we featured this week was Lodge on the Desert. They've got a great happy hour. And so the reason I bring it up is because Tavolino also has a great happy hour, I've heard, and I would love it if John has recovered from that water going down the wrong pipe.
Oh.
Tell me a little bit about you can get the pizza at happy hour, correct?
You can get the pizza at happy hour. It's the only place, you know, you can get our same quality pizza, full, you know, 12-inch round pizza, anywhere between $7, $6, and $5 at happy hour, which is, you know, the dough's handmade in-house. You know, we don't buy anything that's, you know, you can buy gluten-free sheets, like I was saying before, but we're making our own dough, so that's why, you know, it takes a little bit of work to get that together. You know, we have a phenomenal chicken salad. It's one of our most popular, with our rotisserie chicken that's done in-house on our custom rotisserie that we have in the kitchen there.
And that's like grilled, is that like grilled, a piece of grilled chicken on
Well,
top
no,
of?
It's, it, you know, we do the whole rotisserie chickens, and then we pull the meat, okay, and it's hand-pulled, and then that's grilled and then put on top.
That's right. You have that big rotisserie thing there.
Right, and we do the pork on there, too, the full pork loins, the porchetta.
The porchetta. That's the best pork to mention.
It's the best pork chop in anywhere.
But the porchetta is, like, I mean, that's some of the best pork in town.
That's it. Yeah, it's a full, you know, 2.5-3-inch thick
Jackie, have you had that?
Pork loin.
I haven't had that there. Is it pork loin wrapped with pork belly and a bunch of spices?
No. It's just it's the pork loin is rubbed, and then we put them together. Then it's tied, stuffed with spices. It's got well, I'm not gonna tell you everything on there, but it's got olive oil, salt, pepper. You know, we'll go with a little paprika, a bunch of other things on there, and then it's slow roasted on the rotisserie. Then we, you know, it's par cooked, and then we finish it in the oven. So it takes about 25-30 minutes, but it's phenomenally juicy. People are always consistently surprised at how juicy it is, not dry. You know, pork's hard to do, not dry, and then that we let that rest after the rotisserie. That's the key part. It rests for about, you know, 3-4 hours, and then it's cut, and then we do it.
For some of our food nerd listeners, you have one of the most amazing kitchens there too, don't you?
We do.
Yeah, I remember going back. I mean, how many people have what you guys cook the Is it the rotisserie that?
Yeah, actually, Maswan designed that with some gentlemen here in town, you know, a steel worker, and actually just put that together. I mean, they actually designed that. So, yeah, we have a rotisserie right in the front there with a grill underneath. And then, of course, we have the pizza oven. And then we do have a back kitchen. You've seen it back there.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. Well, you know, we've got to make pasta and you know, the pasta, the bolognese, and, you know, but we've got to do it in amounts that make sense. So, yeah, we've got quite a bit of it. And then we do a lot of caterings and parties. So if you ever have a private event and everything else, it comes out of two sides. There's no way we could get 50 plates executed out of the front and then another 250 plates for, you know, guests. So,
sure.
Yeah.
And all pastas made fresh in-house?
No. There's certain machines are required for certain pastas, like, you know, penne, you know, things with holes, fusilli,
sure.
Bucatini, gotcha. You know, things like that are just so labor-intensive that it almost wouldn't be worth that. So we do a lot of the flatter pastas. So like I was saying, the pappardelle, all of our raviolis, you know, are house-made,
sure.
and everything else. But, no, if you come, the penne is not, and the spaghetti is not. Those are the only two.
And what's going on at Tavolino right now as far as dessert goes?
Well, we have our Bonnet is Massimo's grandmother's recipe. It's a chocolate custard made with, you know, the best Belgian dark chocolate.
Wow.
And then with Amaretti cookies. I don't know if you've ever had Amaretti cookies, but that's actually the binder and the custard, and then and that is just phenomenal. Actually, we entered a dessert contest. It just happened to be in the courtyard there at Plaza Colonial.
Oh yeah.
And it was one of those sweet, yeah, exactly, and we ended up winning best chocolate dessert, but I just did it because it was right there and it was actually interesting. So and we just did it off based off of merit, no hype, no nothing. So that was good. And we get a lot of awards on that Tucson Lifestyle. Just featured that a bit ago as the, you know,
nice.
Sweet treat and everything else. And then of course tiramisu is house made. Everything's house made.
And I'm sure you have no shortage of dessert wines to go with that dessert.
No, absolutely, yeah. Moscato actually is highly recommended at the end by John, not only or at the beginning with like a cheese board and it works either way. He's also got a new Vinsanto in, which we actually just featured on the last wine dinner. So it was a nice finisher there, and we had the Vinsanto out. He's got a really nice vintage of that. And, so the Vinsanto is great. We've got a number of grappas, Nebbiolo grappas.
Did you hear
all
about
down the line.
Flying Leap? Did you hear about them? The local, you know about Flying Leap in Sonoyta? Flying Leap Vineyards?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Did you hear about them going into distilling?
No.
Yeah, they're about ready to roll with it.
Yes, pretty soon they'll have their grappa ready.
They're baking grappa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, local grappa. That
thing's
pretty cool.
Local grappa.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds good.
Not Italian, but do you guys have any Sauternes?
No.
No, okay.
No. Extensive Amaro collection. Actually, we got a phenomenal bar. Our whiskey collection is phenomenal. We've got Yamasaki 18 that like nobody has. John tends to get some of those really really good scotches, and we have good whiskeys and everything else. Great. He does a nice job. So we put together, a good list, and, like our Tavolino lemon drops made with limoncello.
I think I have had that one.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah. Just, yeah, you only need a couple.
Yeah.
But, it comes with a little warning sign there. But, it's we have a phenomenal selection of, whiskey, scotches, Amaros,
grappas. You know, if you want it, we got it.
So, change the subject a little bit here. Obviously, Tavolino is one of my favorite Italian food restaurants and one of my favorite North Foothills restaurants. But when you're not downtown, where do you like to go?
When I'm not downtown?
I mean, when you're not in the foothills near Tavolino, when you're not working, where do you like to go for fun? To eat and drink.
Well, you know, Ray and I are really good friends, of course.
That's Ray Flores from a Charles family.
Yeah, I frequent the El Charles, of course, still. Charles Steak's great. I do. And, you know, I don't eat out a lot. I really don't. My wife's a phenomenal cook, so she cooks quite a bit at home. I mean, I'm in a restaurant quite a few hours a week. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, I love our food. Good indicator of how good your food is when you leave town and you get back and the first thing you want to do is go eat at your own spot.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I've had that. Luckily, I've had that my whole life working for El Charro and then also for, at Tavolino. So, we do a lot of cooking at home. My wife's just, like I said, she's great. And then... we eat at Tavolino. We do like a little bit of Indian, you know.
What's your favorite Indian?
One is I do like saffron. It's by my by my massage place.
So, I like saffron.
Yeah, yeah. So I either get a massage before and then I go over there. And then there's another one way on the north side called what is it?
On the north side.
Way in Oro Valley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's they do a nice job and actually the gentleman that owns his family that owns that. I see him at the gym all the time, but he's it's called Flower of India, I think it's called.
Again, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when you come in, we'll talk a little bit more about Indian food. Again, Adam Lehrman on the Menu Live, and we'll see you. Stay tuned.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Foodies, we are back. Adam Lehrman with Tucson Foodie filling in for Matt Russell on the Menu Live. Got my co-host Jackie Tran with me. And we are sitting here with Jason Blackburn, GM of Tavolino. And now, you know, we get to that point in the show. Well, first of all, we were talking about Indian food, and I don't want to leave you hanging there, but I will say Jason's favorite is saffron. Mine, I'm a little partial to sherry punjab. Either way, if you're an Indian fan, check those two out. So now we have a trivia question here. The way it works is we're going to ask you the question, and you email your answer to onthemenulive@gmail.com. The first email that pops up with the right answer to the question, will receive a $50 gift card. I believe it's mailed to you, so make sure you include your mailing address in there. And we'll let Jason take it away. Jason, what is the trivia question of the day?
Well, we've mentioned it a few times, and I think that I'm going to go with what region of Italy is our vineyard Pietro Rinaldi in?
So once again, Massimo's brother is a winemaker, and they serve his wine at Tavolino, as I'm sure many other places, but it's called Pietro Rinaldi. And if you were listening, we discussed what region that wine is made in. And if you have the answer to that, email it over to onthemenulive@gmail.com. The first correct answer gets a $50 gift card, which is plenty enough to get you full fed at Tavolino. And if you go at happy hour, that might be enough for about four people. Okay, so now, Jackie.
Yes.
Did you want to ask Jason anything?
Oh, yes. Right now it's great rosé season. You have any rosé on the menu at the moment?
Oh, we do. We do. We do have a couple of rosés, actually, that John brought in recently. And actually, there is, we have one of them that's by the glass as well. It's really tasty, really good. Yeah.
Just the one?
One by the glass. We have a few by the bottle.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Speaking of rosés, man, we just shot some video over at Guinea's French Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, she must have.
I think 12 bottles.
12. Are they available by the glass? No.
Not sure.
They're probably by the bottle, but she is really into rosé.
Well, another thing that we do well together is we work well together, so we communicate. You know, I definitely. Well, that might be nice. I definitely don't need 12 bottles of rosé.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? It's just, you know, I don't like over inventory, and so we like to turn that over. But yes, it is rosé is very hot right now. It is. It really is. And the one and like you were saying, John really does his due diligence on that stuff. He brings in really good ones, and most of the time he knows that beforehand. So yeah, we've got some good stuff on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Before we, I wanted to talk about some events coming up. I can't tell you if Iron Chef has tickets left, but tomorrow, today and tomorrow, or just tomorrow?
I believe it's today and tomorrow, Stray Dog.
That's the, I'm talking about the Iron Chef event.
Oh, okay.
Well, definitely tomorrow is Iron Chef event. There's two parts of it. There's the culinary experience, which happens from 11, I believe, till 5, which I will actually be there with Matt. He'll be back in town. We'll be doing a local food panel. Including myself, Andy Berlin from Arizona Daily Star, as well as author Rita Connolly. She recently published the book Lost Restaurants of Tucson, and I think we're speaking three times throughout that whole experience. And then obviously the actual competition takes place at 5. Today was day one of Stray Dogs. Zona 78 closed down. They had two locations. They closed down one location and converted it into more of a gastropub kind of place called Stray Dogs over there at Stone and River. And they're doing a customer appreciation this weekend. It goes on Saturday, so, you know, today and tomorrow, but it includes free samples of appetizers and drinks, and you can still get in on that tomorrow. I don't know how late it's running today, but if you were interested in that, you might want to give a call over there or Facebook message them. So one last time, I just wanted to, for people that were interested in the wine dinner, Jason's got a couple more things, but tell us one more thing. If people are interested in the wine dinner, how can they get in touch with you? And tell me what else you got.
Wine dinner is Thursday, the 30th, coming up here. Just feel free to call the restaurant, 520-531-1913. You can ask for John Herrera or Jason Blackburn.
Give me that number one more time.
520-531-1913.
Okay.
And we'll go ahead and get you in. It's 6 o'clock next Thursday. Also like to remind our local guests, anybody's out there listening, to please go to TucsonWeekly.com, vote for us for Best Foothills Restaurant and Best Italian. Be much appreciated. And in addition to that, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but we are an Originals restaurant, part of the group, and we do have a rewards program. So to all of our local guests, when you come in, just feel free to ask us about that. It's every $150 you spend, you get $10 off, and it's a great deal for summer and nice reward for those that are supporting us year-round and staying in town.
Speaking of Tucson Originals, I should probably mention Matt's remaining sponsors of the show. Tucson Originals happens to be one, as is Gourmet Air, Jerry's Cigars, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, Tucson Grill Cleaning, and Russell Public Communications. We thank those, I'll repeat, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Kalkmaner & Company. So I just want to thank them for supporting the show. Again, if you are interested in checking out the wine dinner at Tavolino on Thursday, June 30th, you can give them a call at 531-1913. Again, my name is Adam Lehrman with Tucson Foodie. You can find us on the web at TucsonFoodie.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Tumblr, Instagram. And, you know, if there's some social media network out there that we don't know about, please shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Jackie, any final words?
Toodaloo, y'all.
Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah.
And Keep going. Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, he said to keep going. I thought.
Well, I've got something. If you don't mind. Yeah, so if anybody can't make the wine dinner this coming Thursday, do not worry. We're going to be having them every month. We also have a beer dinner coming up with Iron John's as well, which is kind of unique. And we do sell quite a bit of Iron John's local brew. We brought that in a little bit ago, and it's seasonal and it's great. And then in addition to that, if you're wondering how you're going to find out about it, just go to our website, click on sign up for emails, and you're good to go.
Thank you, John. Again, Adam Lehrman with Tucson Foodie signing off. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Again, if you're on the menu live.